Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The big question heading into the midterm elections, who will control the House of Representatives? That could be answered by what happens in New York's suburbs.
WCBS's Steve Burns is taking a look at the races. He's joining us. Steve, first of all, how did we end up with so many competitive contests this year?
Well, I think we're looking at two big factors here. First is that it's a midterm with a Democrat in the White House. Traditionally, that has been very friendly to Republicans. They are running on issues around crime and the economy, and polls show that those are resonating with voters. But I think the bigger factor here is New York's new congressional maps. You might remember several months ago, we had that complete mess of a redistricting process. Democrats tried to put in what was widely seen as a gerrymander. Courts overturned it. More balanced maps were drawn up. And that's resulted in a much more challenging landscape for Democrats than what they've had in a very long time. So in the past, when we may have seen maybe two or three competitive races around New York State, now we're seeing six, maybe seven races that could go either way.
Let's take a look at some specific races. First, on Long Island, how many seats are up for grabs there?
On Long Island, all four seats are in play, and I think that speaks to the turnover there. The three longtime incumbents are out the door in Tom Suozzi, Kathleen Rice, and Lee Zeldin, who, of course, is running for governor. Democrats like their chances in the two districts that are based in Nassau County. They have a well-known name in Laura Gillen, the former Hempstead town supervisor running in the 4th District. She's up against Anthony D'Esposito, who's a retired NYPD detective. There are two lesser-known candidates in the 3rd District, Robert Zimmerman and George Santos. Santos has come under some fire for some very controversial remarks he's made around abortion. So Democrats think they might be able to pull that one out. The two Suffolk County-based districts are looking good for Republicans. Incumbent Andrew Garbarino in the 2nd District and Nick LaLota in the 1st District in Suffolk County.
Steve, the Hudson Valley is also looking like a battleground. What's happening there?
Yeah, things get a little more confusing up in the Hudson Valley because the new maps really jumbled things up much more there. The districts kind of radiate up and out from New York City like ripples in a pond. And the districts get a little redder the farther out you go. For Northern Westchester, Rockland, Putnam counties, Sean Patrick Maloney is facing a challenge from Assemblyman Mike Lawler. A lot of that district is new territory for Maloney, so that could prove to be a challenge for him. Then farther up the river, Orange, Dutchess, and Ulster counties, Democrat Pat Ryan, the Ulster County executive, just won a special election over the summer. It was a bit of an upset for him. He's hoping he can keep up that momentum against Assemblyman Colin Schmidt.
All right, Steve, thank you. That's WCBS's Steve Burns.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.